So President Trump has been catching some heat in the wake of last week's deadly mosque shootings in New Zealand. Joining us now on the KTAR Newsmaker line is our D.C. insider and ABC News political analyst, Alex Castellanos. Alex, I'm going to play a little clip here. Mick Mulvaney, the acting chief of staff, telling CBS's Face the Nation about the president.
Some of the religious minorities that are the worst oppressed in the Middle East are some of the ones that this administration has been going to great lengths to protect. So I hear what folks say, oh, Donald Trump said this during the campaign. Look at what we've done while we've been here. And I don't think anybody could say that the president is anti-Muslim.
All right. So that led, by the way, to Arizona Congressman Ruben Gallego tweeting, I can say it. The president is a bigot. He is anti-Muslim. Who else wants to say it? Wow. There you go. We've had some
pretty rugged.
We've had quite the tweeting stuff all about Arizonans and Arizona and from Arizona over the last couple of days.
Yes, indeed. Well, we know this president fights his wars on Twitter. You know, he only engages in these Twitter storms on weekdays and weekends. But other than that, he's pretty calm. But this is how he gets his message out to the American people. And at the end of the day, the president also understands something else. It's not about any one individual issue or battle or controversy. Right now, there is a big existential war between a populist wave of Americans that is trying to overthrow an old Washington establishment that's hungry to come back to power. And so it's about getting Donald Trump out of office and getting them back in. And these are just events and fights that the establishment guys pick to erode Trump support. Trump knows that. That's why he swings at every pitch. That's why he can't forgive the smallest slight, because he knows if he displays weakness and loses a battle, he may not be top dog tomorrow. So
yeah, but should he be fighting dead senators though? I mean, you're going after John McCain like you did over the weekend.
That's a good question. Did he help himself? No, but Trump looks at this and says, wait a minute. They're the people who are attacking me for insulting John McCain after he passed away. Aren't they the very same people who tried to destroy John McCain when he was alive, running against Barack Obama when they called him a liar and a racist and a warmonger and a hypocrite, as bad a racist as George Wallace, some Democrats said? So that tells Trump, look, it's not about that. It's about getting me out of here, and I have to fight him to the death. So he hits back on, he's attacked on collusion in the Russian dossier. He fights back.
You know, it's interesting that the congressman I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, Ruben Gallego, saying the president is a bigot, he is anti-Muslim, has made no secret of the fact that he's interested in that Senate seat that's currently held by Martha McSally. Of course, Mark Kelly, the retired astronaut, announced last month that he is seeking that same U.S. Senate seat. Should Ruben Gallego take a page from Kyrsten Sinema and try to play things a little bit more moderate and not be so anti-Trump, or should he just state his mind?
Well, you know, that's the tough question for Democrats, not only in Arizona, but running for president. They're all going to parade right through Arizona. Do they go hard anti-Trump and progressive to capture that youthful wave of voters that is reorganizing and transforming the Democratic Party? Or do they go the mainstream Democratic centrist, you know, working class route like Joe Biden? And I think what we're seeing in Arizona is that the energy seems to be with those younger, more radical, more anti-Trump Democratic voters. So, yes, I think that's probably the smart way to go for a Democrat. The more you bash Trump, the more of a Democrat you are.
And you mentioned his name. So real briefly, do you think Joe Biden's going to run?
I think he is, and I like Joe Biden, and I wish he wouldn't, because I think the world has passed him by. His party has left him behind. There's this new generation of social media candidates that can snap their fingers and raise $6 million in 24 hours. Joe Biden. Even Bernie Sanders can do it. Joe Biden can't. He doesn't have that passion and vision, and I don't know how he can reinvent himself as the new Joe Biden.
All right. Thanks a lot. That's our D.C. insider, ABC News political analyst Alex Castellanos.